into, because really, it's all about the kids. So many of us are just trying to make it through Donald Trump. God. You know what? And it's so funny because last week this time, I was doing Hot Talk on a boat. We were on the high seas with my girls, the Fabulous Girls Rock.
Woo! Hey.
Shanitra and Javid are here as well. How are you all?
Fantastic. How are you?
I am good. So, yeah, it's so funny because we listened to part of the show after we finished up. We did, like, pajama party Hot Talk.
Mm-hmm.
So, we, you know, just like we have it on the show, we were on the ship and we had a private room, and it was a lot of fun.
It really
was. The cruise was really, really great. It was, you said you're gonna change it from being a vision board cruise to just a inspirational
cruise, absolutely.
Exactly. We're putting a new twist on it. For
yeah,
next
we're
year.
Put it, we're gonna put a new twist on it, and we're still actually gonna do a vision board on it, but we're gonna put another twist.
It won't.
On it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you guys gonna add me on there so I can do like a love, sex, and relationship?
Absolutely.
Because that's, you know what? Because we were thinking about, we were gonna do that for the pajama party,
right?
But then, because my friend, my college friend Tony was gonna go, and then she couldn't, and then she couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, definitely next time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was the only thing, the one like missing piece that we had at that party, because we did talk about a lot of those issues and stuff, and it was really cool because it was all, you know, all girls, because it's Fabulous Girls Rock, and Lucinda Cross spoke, who I just adore. I'm not sharing it with y'all, but I shared, you know, with the girls who were on the cruise, how, you know, I saw Lucinda speak at another friend's event, and she said, let your test be your testimony, you know, and part of telling her testimony. And it was just, that's one of those lines, it just stuck with me. And it just really, you know, helped me break through, like I said, last barrier of authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all sort of kind of feel like, you know, well, people like me, but if they knew everything about me, would they really, really,
exactly.
You know, you like almost always kind of feel like the Wizard of Oz. You know, do I really come from behind, you know, this curtain? But that was so liberating. After I had been through, you know, Yala and stuff, but it is. And so in that space, she did very much the same thing for those women on the ship that she, you know, did for me. There were so many moments, Jen. Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
just like those amazing breakthrough, you know, moments. And
that's what it's about.
Yeah. Much more. So, and that is exactly what it's about. And I think, I'm sure that the element of being away from everything.
Yes.
And the cell phone, you have limited amount of cell phone usage.
Right.
Yep.
Makes a big
absolutely
difference.
Yeah. We were just completely disconnected from everything else. And it just really gave people a lot. I mean, me too. Just gave me the space to, because I had not said out, I hadn't even said it to myself, that I was just completely overwhelmed. I just had been really overwhelmed.
Wow.
She looked like she was having a great time on Instagram.
Oh.
Live.
Look here.
Some aerial shots.
Okay.
Pool. I mean, she looked like she had a great time. She
I
was
did.
Having lots of moments.
It was
happy that she did.
Yeah, it was really good. And then when we got to the Bahamas, so then the Saturday was the Women's March all over the world.
Yeah.
And we had done a session with Lucinda. And then Sunday, when we got off the ship in Nassau, they were celebrating 50 years of voting, but particularly of women's suffrage in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, I didn't even put that post up yet. So it was like this whole exhibit out in the market.
It was quite a full circle moment.
Oh,
sure.
My goodness.
And I actually did the march here in Miami.
I know, because I paid for the internet on the ship. Listen, them ships do nickel and dime you to death. But, and so I saw you down at Bayfront.
Yeah, the march was amazing. It was, I've never seen so many different groups of diverse women here, just all there for the same reason and just happy. Everybody was so uplifted and open. And it's so funny because I just went with a couple of girlfriends, and it was literally myself who was black, one person who was Arab, one person who was Italian, and the other person was a Puerto Rican. And I'm thinking, wow, these are my circle of friends.
Right.
You know, and then we went, and then I ran into my pastor who is Caucasian, and we ran into some other friends, and we just all sat together. And I thought, man, how lucky am I to have been at this place with a diverse group of women supporting other women who were up on the stage and giving their speeches. And shout out to Tracy Morning, who emceed the event. She was awesome and just kept everybody uplifted and focused on what we were there for.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then watching it, you know, all of us being together and watching it, and then watching. The other thing was, CNN junkie that I am, on the ship, there was like CNN International, which is wholly different.
Yeah, exactly.
From the CNN
in
America.
Yeah,
oh my, I was like, I mean, there was like a whole section of CNN Africa. I was like, what? Why don't I get this? CNN Asia. Oh, listen, if I hadn't had things to do, I'd have been right in that cabin watching CNN all over the world. But no, it was beautiful. So I just wanted to, and you know, the, let me just say this, that Fabulous Girls Rock is an organization they put together just because they wanted to, as friends, they uplift and share with each other, and they wanted to do the same thing on a big scale. Mm-hmm. And they did that. And so I know for your first one, you did a great job for your first one.
Oh, thank you.
Amazing. But I also know that you lost a ton of money on your first one, too. But it happens because, you know what I'm saying, you have to step out in faith and do it. You could feel it. Mm-hmm. That everybody there was like, okay, not only am I having a good time, but I'm going to make sure that they have two or three other people here. Mm-hmm. Because of that authenticity.
Exactly.
Do you know?
Yes,
exactly. And, you know, I can't. But I knew that. I told you when I met you. I met them at that Black Girl Magic.
Right, I remember. Yeah.
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 And they were just like sparkling, spraying pixie dust all over the room.
I can't believe I remember because they had. I was like dying to get one of their shirts, and they were like sold out.
Yeah.
Of course. But it was like what it caught my eye was like they had the most energy in the room of the vendors that were there.
Yeah.
Like they had the energy. I believe you were wearing a tutu.
Yeah.
Like I was like, okay.
Right.
Like, I was like, yeah, my type of women.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was really good. I just, you know, and I think that it, you know, Zara, it's important to show that, you know, that we support each other.
Absolutely.
Because we really, really do.
And that's one of our big things. We totally want to shift the culture of women supporting women. Not only just shift the culture, but the way we see it, the way we view supporting each other and the way we see helping each other, it's one thing to say it, but
exactly.
It's another thing to really just do it.
And generally do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so it's awesome. Well, I know you have to skedaddle. They have real children waiting for them, not little furry ones like me and Jennifer. So, but thank you. I love
thank
you guys.
We
and
love you
I just
too.
Love what you do. Fabulous Girls
thank
Rock
you.
In the building
thank
right
you.
Now. And Bonita Porter said, hey. Oh, and thank you. She said, this color looks good on me. Thank
it really
you. I do like a good.
My expectations already, too. Was that Marlon?
Oh, was that Marlon? Marlon said, my expectations are simple. Whatever we both can bring to the table that empower each other, each one's emotions, stimulates each other's mental capacity of daily life. Last but not least, how can we promote a spiritual balance for one another? That's a good place to start.
That's a great place to start.
See, and that's what I mean about showing up with. See, he is. Marlon Graves is showing up. Oh, Marlon, what's up? that's Marlon that used to work here. Mark.
Marlon.
Yeah.
You mean,
see, I told you that thing don't work.
You want me to help me?
Huh? Brother Mays. Shout out to Brother Mays. But yeah, he. Now, see, that's what I mean about a distinct list of what you want. You're looking for.
Exactly.
Lucinda talked about that exactly. as well. And I think a lot of times we just show up looking for, because when you and I, when Jennifer and I were on the phone talking about, you know, the topic and how it's like, well, how are we segueing from violence to sex? I'm like, easy. Because it is, and it is all interrelated, because people who are unhappy and sad and they hurt, what is the saying? Hurt people hurt people.
Right.
That's it. And violence, I will, to the day I can't speak anymore, it'll never happen, but violence is a function of people's needs not being met.
Very true.
Don't just get up in the morning and say, I'm just going to pillage and carnage the world.
Right.
No.
It's because they lack something somewhere at some point.
You know, and so many of those points, you know, turn to physical and emotional attachment with other people.
Yes.
So with Marlon, showing up with a list like that, Brother Mays, okay, we're going to see if we can make a love connection on this Facebook Live feed for you tonight.
Ooh, right. Now you're a matchmaker.
Right, because we like a brother who shows up with intent. So,
Javid?
We're always trying to marry Javid off. But, okay, so I mean, but let's talk about that, because in our session.
Yes.
You know, we had to say, what is it that we want more of in 2017?
Yes, because I feel like when we were talking about what we were going to be choosing as a topic tonight, I wanted for us, I feel like most people think about it, but they're too afraid to say it. It kind of goes back to doing the vision board. People don't feel like they can project that they want love, or that they want to have a healthy relationship, or they want to add different things to their relationship. They get comfortable in not saying those things. So I wanted to create a platform tonight for us to talk about it. Let's project what you want. You got to speak it into existence.
Yes, and so I said sex. Because
yes.
I mean, I think that people a lot of times just don't just come out, you know, and say what you want. And, you know, and a good tantric level of sex.
Right.
I think that you know, it is when you know what's missing or what you would like to improve, you know,
in your relationship.
In your relationship.
Right. Or with yourself.
Right. Jennifer is the biggest advocate of, you know, self-pleasure, if there is no one to share pleasure with.
I mean,
hi, Debbie Johnson. Thanks for joining.
How are you supposed to teach somebody?
And Marlon
else?
Said that he's down for either one.
Thank you, Marlon. I mean, how are you supposed to teach anybody else about how to please you if you don't know how to please yourself?
You know what? And I always wonder, where does that come from? I mean, why is it that so many people, I mean, reach the age of, you know, adulthood and maturity and having children, and still really are afraid to tell?
Because that's not part of the sex education that people get as a child. You think about it, when everybody who's out there listening, think about how you first learned about sex. It's mostly about reproduction. Nobody's really telling you about orgasms. Nobody's explaining to you about masturbation. And boys get that talk before girls will. And that's only because they're getting hard-ons, they're having wet dreams, so that has to be explained to them a little more.
Right.
However, and we were talking to our kids and educating them about masturbation, teen pregnancy probably would be much
way
lower.
Way low.
STD rates would be much lower. Okay. I mean, you grow up to teach them that they're going to have an orgasm, so why not teach them about masturbating and having their own orgasms first? But nobody teaches you how to be a good lover.
Right.
That's not part of sex education. And my question is, why isn't it?
Well, you know what? It brings to mind Fences, oddly enough. I know. But, you know, the pivotal scene when Viola does the snot cry.
Right.
And he says, you know, it's hard for me to say I've been standing in the same place for 18 years. And she says, well, I've been standing there with you. And there's just so much there.
Yeah.
And that's part of it. Like, I've been standing in this mud with you all of these years.
Right.
So now you got two people in a relationship for 18 years whose needs have not been met.
Right.
It's amazing. I was having a conversation yesterday with Adrian Carter. God bless him. And he was talking about, he was saying that a lot of times we get it messed up. We get messed up in relationships because men, we look for men to be the provider. Okay. And there's so much pressure on him to be that once he's done that, he feels like he needs a reward, and that becomes the mistress.
Right, because people get stuck comfortable in their roles.
Yeah.
You know, the man has to be the provider, the woman has to be the one who takes care of everything at home, but who's taking care of each other?
Right.
You're not taking care of each other. And because you're a mother doesn't mean you are a woman first.
Right.
You're a woman first, you were a wife first before you became the mother. I mean, for some people.
And I wonder how many women have actually, you know, at what point, and have you actually told, you know, your man exactly what you want.
Right. Right, because I feel in a lot of the couples that I see, men are very vocal about what they want and upfront. And I don't even feel like it's that complicated. It's not even like really anything too crazy. But they're very vocal about what they want. They were going to tell you how to please them. But mm-hmm. women feel there's like a wall of why they won't communicate that. So I think tonight we should open it up and see who's ready to call and talk to us about what
exactly.
they want.
Exactly. About what you want, men and women.
Right.
Who was that? I tell him, Wanda Brooks says, I tell him all the time, hey, Andrea Drummer, what's happening out in L.A.? And Rick, party. Hey, baby. So, now, Rick, I'm sure that you are very vocal about what you want.
I'm sure that he is.
So, Wanda says, self-pleasure is the best way to learn mm-hmm. your body. Amen. Ingrid agrees. Kindred Soul did write a song about it.
Yes.
I wish I had called you earlier because I certainly would have put it on here. But yeah, I think that a lot of times, and particularly you and I talked about that on the show that we had with masturbation. At first, we were kind of scared to talk about it, but like amazingly, the phone went. Women were like, "Oh my God, I'm so glad we're talking about this."
I mean, women of all demographics called that night. I mean, because it is something that is very taboo in girlfriend relationships. Some women talk about it. Some women are like, "No, I don't want to share none of that with my girlfriends," and they're very afraid of it. But you know, and I understand if you've never really been taught properly. How you touch yourself or masturbate. Sometimes sex toys are just too overwhelming for some people to even use. Then, of course, you're not going to do it.
Right.
It just seems too intimidating. And sometimes your girlfriends are not always the best resource.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times that women want him to show them
right.
what they need.
It doesn't work that way. I always tell women, if he can't name all the parts of your vagina, then he probably doesn't know how to do anything with it.
With it. Boom. That's very true. That's very true. But, and one of the things that we talked about on the cruise was being very specific about what you'd like to show up.
Yeah.
So, somebody said, you know, oh, I want a nice house. Well, she wasn't clear on where she wanted the nice house.
Right.
So she had to move her entire life to get that nice house.
Mm-hmm.
And was just, you know, verklempt on how, like, how does, you know, is God punishing me for something? It's like, no, it's because we fail to be specific clear about what
right.
it is that we want. I want a man. Well, a man shows up and he's, you know.
Right. You didn't say what kind of characteristics, what personality.
Or woman.
Right. Or yeah. woman for them. I mean, you have to be specific so you know what you're looking for.
So wait a minute. Okay. So you didn't tell me about this date.
Yes. So one of my expectations for 2017 is I'm single. And so last year I kind of got in a rut and I just stopped dating.
Mm-hmm.
I just wasn't. So this year I have made a goal to go on at least one date
mm-hmm.
At least once a month.
Okay.
So I've been doing pretty good. This month I've been on like four or five. So
good.
Been pretty good. But
yeah.
Last night I went on a date. Date went really well. And we went to a friend's house, played a game night.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went to drop me off. And I was like, oh, I had a really great time. You know, I'll text me when you get home.
Right.
He's like, well, I thought that I was going to come up. And I was like, no, I'm tired. I'm sorry. That's not happening.
Love you mean
not,
it.
Yeah, you're not coming in. He's like, well, I just wanted to play with your boobs. And I looked at him and I said, you're definitely not coming in.
Okay.
You're not coming in. You're not getting a full call back. You're not nothing. And I'm thinking, what did I say or do in this date that made it okay, well, that he thought it was okay for him to say that to me?
Well, because he knew that all bets were, he was like, oh, I'm not going upstairs, because let me just throw all my cards on the table now. Boom.
Maybe this
that's
is
really all I wanted.
This is negotiable.
I like you were going to say, oh, okay, well, if that's all you want, here's one. Here's, I mean...
So I mean,
this is a grown man.
I said I wanted
over 30.
Yes, 35.
Wow.
And I said, you know, I said I wanted to go on one date a month. Maybe I need to be more specific about what kind of dates I want to go on.
Exactly. 888-550-9105. Are you being specific? Give us a call and Cher will be back on the other side. I am Jill Tracy with sex therapist Jen Smith on Hot 105.
See, I've been watching you for a while, smiling stuff, but I don't know if I can.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105.
Baby, baby, there is only one for me. You have made that apart.
Hot when nobody.
February 9th, Hot 105 and Rubenstein Law.
1-800-FL-LEGAL
presents Hot Live, Up Close and Personal with Bobby Brown. I wanna ride with you, baby. And a bus. The Valentine's Music Festival Edition. Lock all of your radios to 105.1 and listen for the hot song to win. The 10th caller when the song plays wins tickets to the Valentine's Music Festival featuring Keith Sweat, El DeBarge, Bobby Brown, and Avant. Going down Saturday, February 10th at the James L. Knight Center. And all access to Hot Live, Up Close and Personal with Bobby Brown and Avant. The Valentine's Music Festival Edition, hosted by Rick Party, Benji Brown, and Jill Tracy. Download our free Hot 105 app for a chance to win 4 front row tickets to Hot Live, Up Close and Personal. Brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL, North American Entertainment Group, and South Florida's only station for today's R&B and old school, Hot 105.
For more, go to hot105fm.com now.
Own a business but baffled by digital marketing? CMG Local Solutions can help you take out all the guesswork out of digital marketing. Reach the right customer with a simple online marketing solution that is right for you. Learn more at cmglocalsolutions.com.
Let's do this. Let's get physical, Miami. All you need is 30 minutes of exercise every day to improve your health and increase your lifespan. Join the consortium for a healthier Miami-Dade. It's a new year, time for a new you. Move to your own beat and let's make healthy happen, Miami. Visit us at healthymiamidade.org to learn more. Sponsored by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. A message from the Florida Department of Health in Miami-Dade County.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America. Changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
My precious baby is talking?
And there's a lot I want to talk to you about, beginning with your driving.
My baby is talking in complete sentences?
You waste so much gas with your left foot and your jet while it starts, I could toss my cookies.
My little boy is backseat driving.
And he's up on the highway, too. Every 10 miles, over 60 miles per hour is like paying 40 cents more a gallon. That's like about 400 balloons for me.
You can count to 400?
401. And your tires? If you keep them properly inflated, you could save even more.
Oh, wait till I tell Daddy.
Dad? He's costing us big time, too, with all that junk in his trunk. How's he going to pay for my college, my braces, my tattoo?
Don't cry. I'll drive smarter.
That's not the problem. I got junk in my trunk.
Get hundreds of dollars worth of money-saving gas tips and help the environment at the Alliance to Save Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
Can that announcer do change me, please?
Tom Joyner in the morning, the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and everybody knows the song. 105.1.
This is the Flyjack Tom Joyner from the new TJMS,
Arsenio Hall Monday.
LaBelle Crawford Tuesday with Tony Rock and more seriously ignorant news from Damon. On Wednesday, Bill Bellamy with Anika Noni Rose and a live in studio jam from C.C. Winans. Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley on Thursday and LaBelle Crawford Friday with director of Academy Award nominated film I Am Not Your Negro, Raul Peck, and Huggy announces the Bama of the Week. All that and more is on the new TJMF.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
Sex with me, so amazing. All it's all work, no vacation. Stay up off my Instagram, pure temptation. Hit a switch on a fake like a station. Sex with me, so amazing. Sex with me, so amazing. Vodka and water and a lemon and a few other things I cannot mention.
Ooh, nah, 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 nah. Five fingers on it, five fingers.
Oh, Rihanna, always. Welcome back. Hot Talk after midnight, 888-550-9105. Demetrius, we lost you, babe. You can call us back. We were coming to your call, but we lost you.
Rihanna's definitely someone I'm sure who knows how to please herself.
Yes, and everybody she comes in contact with. But you know, it's funny. The first time I heard the song, I thought, that's a lot of pressure. You know, you are really setting it up. You have to come out with sparklers and
right. But I'm
everything.
Sure, even just a woman of her magnitude,
yeah.
It's people already assume that you're going to be the best, or be, you know, because you look a certain way. You're a woman of this caliber. She puts it out there,
right? So I mean, that's her modus operandi.
Shoot, I get the same thing.
Right.
People think because I'm a sex therapist that I'm about to.
Well, that's why he said you're a sex therapist. She's gonna whip those boobs out. Like Let me right, doctor, whatever his name.
Not the case.
Yeah,
not
so much.
Right. So let me ask you a question. So you said that this year, 2017, you rejected that you want to have more sex.
Yes.
So what's your plan?
What am I doing about it? Well, see, that's the problem. It's like, okay, so I am not as gregarious and outgoing as I am, right? I'm not when it comes to relationships. I am like Cinderella sitting on a pillow. Like, really? You got to show up with the glass slipper. And I'm like, oh, really? I mean, really. I joke that, you know, my last serious boyfriend literally had to chase me around the world before I was like, oh, I'm serious. Are you serious?
Well, if you want sex, then you're going to have to run a little slower. So he can catch you faster.
Listen, I'm already, my little ham hocks really move. They're moving a little faster right now. But
I think the first thing is you just have to be make it a priority.
Yeah.
I think that that's most important for anybody who's really trying to date and trying to achieve certain goals this year as far as being in a relationship or wanting to have more sex with your partner or having more date nights for a lot of couples or married couples. Everything is a priority. We make it a priority to, you know, go to work and take care of your children, eat dinner. Like, you have to make dating and sex a priority.
And that's what I mean by, you know, when I say that it is community affairs and it is something to enrich our communities. Because, again, people whose needs are not being met are violent and unhappy.
Right.
Okay, period.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of those needs is definitely the need for emotional, you know, and physical attachment to somebody else.
Yeah.
But it is, you know, got to be in a way that is beneficial to you. A lot of times women will stay. We had this conversation on the ship as well, that a lot of times women will stay with a man just because it is, you know, he's the top shotta.
Oh yeah, for sure. You can tolerate a whole lot more if you're getting the D every night.
Right, but a lot of times though, people stay in those relationships and they're not beneficial for them.
Right.
I mean, we've all been in one.
Yeah.
If you've been in one, have the courage to call us. 888-550-9105. Wait a minute. Ingrid says, oh, okay, wait a minute. Ingrid said that the women you think are freaks are not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very conservative. After a certain age, if you're still single, go young and keep it moving. Oh, well. Well, we just talked about that. Well, Ingrid, call us on the phone. Ingrid's in Atlanta. Call us on the phone. I would like documentaries about sex. Conservative people, per sex, find anything with education and thought behind it interesting and are more willing to experiment.
I agree. That I think that that's great.
That's Marla.
I think that that's a great way to introduce having different discussions with your partner is just introducing something simple like that because it pertains to both of you. You know, you're both sexually active people. You're in a relationship or you're lovers. That's a great way to introduce just opening up the discussion. And then that's when you find out what somebody likes, don't like, maybe what their past experience have been that they enjoyed or might have even been traumatizing to them.
Yeah.
So then you kind of know.
Do you find that you get clients, though, as they get older, who are in relationships, again, back to fences, that are in relationships, maybe not that old, but are just afraid that they've been with that one person for so long that they don't, that, what did Mama Lee say? Ann, don't beat Nan. I'm telling you, my mother had every, you know, every catchphrase for I don't need no man.
Right, that they're afraid right, that
but, and right, and having any man does not beat having no man.
Yeah, I mean, I think for sure, they just don't. They stop connecting on all levels, not just intimacy. They stopped emotionally, verbally. They just stop connecting.
Yeah,
and so. Then it's like, well, I'd rather just be by myself. I mean, you kind of can be if you already living in the house with somebody that you're not connected to in any type of way.
Yeah.
Then you might as well be by yourself.
Wanda, Mary in Fort Lauderdale on line one. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Yep,
how are you?
I'm guilty as charged. I'm one of those women who stayed in a relationship because it was good.
Are you still in it?
Well, we are no longer together, but
you
we
still go get it.
We were together for a year. He was verbally abusive, but because he was putting it down and it was good, you overlooked everything else. He was actually an alcoholic, but never physical abuse, but never interfered with given it to me. And it's crazy, but the things we will do because it's good in the bed.
Right.
So what was it that finally said, okay, it's not that good?
He got really drunk one night, came home. I was staying with him for quite some time, and he brought the police in with him, and instead of it getting really ugly, I walked out, packed my things, and never looked back.
Wow.
And I've been alone now almost for a year. I supported myself the entire time. I actually somewhat looked out for him as well. We can do it. We can live without the good sex. I mean, it's great, but you can do it.
Right. Oh, Mary, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. I mean, we're certainly glad that you're here to tell the story.
Amen.
You know, but so now that it's been a year, do you feel like you're ready to move forward into looking into dating or, you know, exploring other options this year?
I am. Actually, when 2017 hit, I'm a good woman. And, you know, as good as men think they can put it down, I put it down as well.
Yes. I love
Girl,
to
yes.
hear that.
You know, and but I at least know the signs to look for. If a man looks at you in your face and tells you, I'm an alcoholic, run.
Run.
Yeah,
but I'm definitely looking for a new relationship. I know what now not to look for. And even if the sex is great and the relationship doesn't seem right, I would tell the ladies to run, because I haven't been sexually active with a lot of men in my life, but there are more men than one who can put it down in the bedroom.
Amen. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's great.
And your sanity is is worth more than...
And your safety.
Just a good brown chicken. Wow, wow.
Right. I love it. I can put it down myself, too. I love it.
Thank you. That's right.
I can put it down, too. And I'm just looking for happiness and someone that's on the same level as I am. I can do the sex thing. I can do the loving thing. I can do the dating. Like you said, you have to work at every relationship, whether it's you know, husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend. You know, friendship, you know, any relationship, and I'm ready for it again. It's been a year. I'm ready, and I'm going to find the right person. God is my witness. He's had my back the whole time. So.
Amen.
That's great.
All right.
Really great. Thank you so much, Mary.
Well, thanks, ladies, for listening. Have a good night.
You too. Okay, so Ingrid is there. Bye, Mary. We'll talk to you again soon. Ingrid B.
Good evening. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you now?
Traumatized by that last caller.
Mary, listen. Thank you, Mary. Because she's like, look, but I mean, how many, come on now.
There's so many more Marys out there.
Have we kiki'd up in Natural Trendsetters about somebody who was just still with him because of, Mm-hmm. And we all, you know, and at least two or three people in the beauty shop know because they were there too.
Right.
Yeah, but usually when the is really, really good, he ain't worth more than the That's the problem. We always want to have conversations, emotional connections with everybody. Sometimes his purpose is just to serve, put you to sleep, and keep it moving. See him maybe 3-4 times a year.
Yeah, but I mean, do you keep him? Okay, so here's the thing. This is what I'm saying. So do you keep him while you are pursuing do you keep Mr. Right now while you're pursuing Mr. Right? Or are you blocking your blessing by having him in the way?
Like conversation?
I mean, like, no.
That's
let
difficult
him come
for
in
a lot of women to do. A lot of that's difficult.
I mean, being Mary Jane. Mary Jane is like classic.
Right.
That's why that is so good, because she is what we all suffer from. You know, Mr. Right still has not shown up, so you just keep checking back in with Mr. Right now, and nothing's changed.
Yeah, what are you checking back in for Mr. Right now for?
Well, that's what I'm saying, with the, you know, just the sex.
Okay, so that's all it is.
Mm-hmm. You have to be willing, if you're willing to take on having a friend with benefits, you have to stay committed to that role. Don't try to explore
other.
Yes,
you have to be a grown up.
Right, you can't be exploring into other areas.
No, I understand that, but what I'm saying is, if you are on that path in life and you're like, okay, really, right now, I'm on some other. I really am looking for a relationship. I'm not just trying to hit it and quit it no more. I'm just not there right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, and you know, God makes a way. I don't know, wait. So if he, you know, he shows up. But if you got Mr. Right now, you know, sitting next to you and Mr. Right walks by, you blocking your own blessings. That's what I'm saying.
Very
well,
true.
He wouldn't be sitting next to you and Mr. Right would walk by. We're not in public. We're not in
Ooh, I like it. That's so true. So true.
Well, men do it all the time,
you know,
so, yeah.
I'm not talking about somebody that you're seeing regularly. Every
what?
Few months, just to get that crick out your neck.
Well, that's true, too. Right, when you can't go to the chiropractor, call up Tamron.
Right. Well, Ingrid, tell us about what you're newly married. So what are your expectations for 2017 for your relationship?
Oh, Jesus. We're not going to talk about my relationship. The way my marriage is set up. It's not about that life. We're talking very general, specific terms.
Yeah.
2017 is the same as my 2016. Happy. When we toast, when I go out with my girls, here's to making love and making money. And that's what it is. So everything
I like that.
Is about just being happy and doing and moving in love. Everything, the answer to the question is love.
That's love.
I love that. Yeah. That is so sweet.
Awesome.
Okay, sprinkle some of that love dust on us.
We met in 94, child, so he was Mr. Right Now and Mr. Right for a long time.
Okay, you know, I tried to go back to one. I tried to, you know, I thought I had a moment of resurrection and tried to go back to an old love, and it didn't work.
I feel like that's
work out.
Yeah, I think that happens with a lot of people.
Well, because it just didn't work.
Right.
It didn't work out. I mean, it didn't help that I had burned up all his stuff. That didn't help. But the saddest part about that was I burned up all his clothes in my house on my wood floor. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
You always go to their house.
I was in my house.
I know, but you always go
to
their house.
I should have been
in
his house
and
burn up his stuff in his house.
Right. Not that we support violence, though.
We're going to pretend like you didn't say it.
Listen, no, I was much younger. That was a decade ago.
I hear you, but we're not going to tell that story again. I want to say this before I get off. The one thing that I tell women in my audience all the time,
yes,
there's a lot of us. Everybody is not going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's not going to happen.
Don't say it out loud.
No, unless all of us get divorced so that the men can be recycled.
Because
there's just not enough of them. And you just have to be happy in your life. And as you move along, you might meet somebody that you get married to, or you might meet somebody that you have a fabulous 3-year relationship with. My thing is, if you could still fall in love, everything is great. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's true. But wait a minute. Okay, I'm trying to spin this around here. Okay. When you said there's not enough of them to go around, okay, can you get that over there? Okay, so hi, Mark Young.
Yes, ma'am.
So you are of age. You are single.
Yes, ma'am.
And you are I'm assuming dating.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so when you hear a woman say there's not enough of them to go around, mm-hmm. how does that make you feel?
I mean, there's definitely, you know, good men out there.
I always wonder when, you know, when there's a good man in the room and, you know, somebody says, oh, it's just not enough men out there. It's like, hello? You know, do they need to wear a jersey that says good man?
I'm not talking about a good man or a bad man. It's just statistics. There's more women than men, period. It just is what it is.
But what about, you know, the gay women, if we discount them, they're not in the running with us, so maybe then we're even.
But you have the gay men. It doesn't matter. Even if
it's never going to be enough.
Even if it was even.
Do you all believe that? Do you believe that?
No.
Our goal in life should not be to get married. Your goal in life should just to be happy. And if you happen to get married and that's what's meant for you, it'll happen. If not, you might be the dopest auntie ever. Some of us are never going to have children. Some of us are never going to get married. You're going to be the dopest auntie, older diva, cougar, and that's it. And that might be. And that should be all right.
Oh, God. Says the married woman.
Right.
Listen, okay.
What?
Oprah's not married.
Oprah got more money than Jesus.
She made a conscious decision to have a companion.
She made
a decision for people who don't make that decision.
Right.
Have a hard time coming to grips that is their reality.
Yeah. Yeah, because they've been together. I mean, she and Stephen have been together for 35 years now.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
I think women need to find a way to make that decision to just be happy regardless of whatever God's plan is for you. It is what it is.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm like, listen.
Divorce, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that. I'm not saying that that single women are all unhappy. I mean, you know, I am the champion of I'm with myself and not by myself. Right. Trust and believe it. But I think that in terms of, and Mark, I would think that, you know, I mean, we work a lot. There's, mm-hmm. there's, we have full lives.
Right.
The idea of just having a Mr. Right or Miss Right now, it's not enough time in the day or energy. If it's somebody that's going to be...
If that's what you want and you're cool with that, I think then that's up to you, you know?
Yeah.
You just have to be grown up enough to accept the responsibility of that.
There's a lot of responsibility with that.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, there's somebody that you... Because a side chick or a side boy toy, you know, kind of sleep with one eye open. It's not necessary. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ingrid?
Yes, ma'am.
Did we lose Ingrid on that one? Wait a minute. Vernay.
I'm still here.
Vernay Pugh says hello. Marlon says, when men and women stop competing with one another in this sex game, then men and women can build towards committed relationships. I'm not exactly sure what you mean by competing.
Yeah, I would love to have him elaborate.
Yeah.
On a sex game.
If
yeah.
you could elaborate on that one.
That would be great.
Remember, as a person gets older, they become fearless towards what they want versus what they need. Once a person knows what they need, they become more aggressive and take leadership roles towards dating. Well, that would explain this conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would definitely explain that. Okay, well, Marlon, you solved that. So, so let's work on world peace now. now that we've fixed that one, Doba, I do not know how to pronounce your last name, but Doba says, I'm a phenomenal African here, but I am in the studio. The three-letter word kicks us. Okay, I don't know. It sounds like he's talking into Brother T in Miami. Hey, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hey.
Hey, Brother T. Good. How are you, sir?
Good. I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Been married twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say God has blessed me, according to what I've been told.
Okay.
So I'm not tooting my own horn. But I'm the kind of brother that, let's just say, for example, if you're experiencing that time of the month, and I notice that you're in discomfort, obviously. Most men I know would leave a woman alone when she's on that time of the month, right? Well, here I am. I come home. I put on the incense. I put on some Ivy Brothers. I cook some dinner. I wash her feet. I scrub them.
Ooh.
I get rid of the exfoliated skin. I used to do massage therapy, so I'm massaging your feet, massaging your back, massaging your legs. I pamper you instead of leaving you alone the time you have most discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pampering you.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've often been told that I'm, you know, never really had any complaints.
Okay.
But this is what I've been told. I'm not making this up.
Okay.
No, I don't get
we
no
credit you.
For who could be the bomb in the bed. That's not my objective, but satisfaction on both parties, very unselfishly,
right.
That's my practice. That's my motto.
Okay.
Why would a woman leave that?
Oh.
I'm sure that there was...
What are you not telling us?
Right, just from my
perspective.
There you go. Wait.
Just from my perspective, I mean, there probably was some other factors going into that. I mean, because... If we had to just cut that portion of the relationship, I mean, right, no woman would leave that. However, if there was...
By the way, 4 years celibacy before getting married.
Oof.
Purposely waited until...
Oh, she was tired. She's like, no, I'm kidding.
Oof.
She's so crazy.
Okay, Jill and Jen, number one, never massage a woman's feet when she's on her cycle. Like, you should never even go get a pedicure when you're on your cycle because they're extra, extra sensitive. Number two, yeah, you having really great sex and being a caterer of what you think she wants doesn't mean that that's what she wants. And that sometimes is a problem with men. You're giving one woman what you think we want, and that's not what we're interested in.
I'm saying, but she never complained about it. She liked it.
Well, okay, like Mark said, what are you not telling us, Brother T?
Yes, man.
I wish there was more I could tell you other than my birth date and that wouldn't be relevant. So, well, I really don't understand.
That might be relevant. What sign are you?
That baffles me. I'm Sag.
Oh, there you go. That's it right there. Okay, I'm kidding, Brother T.
No, no, I'm not Sag.
We're kidding. But honestly.
I love unselfishly. I didn't give her pedicures. I scrubbed her feet. I scrubbed them clean. Mm. I don't do pedicures, but I do massage. I'm a very good massagist. Mm-hmm. And I gave it my all. And
she still left. Maybe she just was not the one. Maybe she just was not the one.
I mean, Brother T, do you think that what happened in divorce two and divorce one? Do you think they had some? They had the same reason for leaving, or did you leave them?
Oh no. No, I never had the luxury of leaving one yet.
Okay.
I had the luxury. I was never left for infidelity, abuse, mm-hmm. nothing like that. I'm a gentleman to the bone.
Okay. Well, now listen.
Old school gentleman.
Brother T, Wanda Brooks said that one of her favorite quotes is, if you're giving a person everything you have and it's not enough, you're giving it to the wrong person.
Mm, I love that.
Wise words.
Yeah.
There you
wise
go.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, don't change on yes, the account exactly. of what happened in those two relationships. Don't stop being who you are. If you're a gentleman and those are the things that you like to do to please your partner, don't let somebody else who didn't appreciate it stop you from giving it to the person who truly deserves it.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Brother
Thank
T.
Thank you.
Okay, wait a minute. Where did it go? I'm trying to Facebook Live and answer emails. Let's see. Wait a minute. where did it go? Forgive me, y'all. But anyway, she was saying that she had been with, she's been with her man for over 5 years. Wanda Brooks said maybe she felt he was overbearing. Well, that was what the email person was. Yeah, he said, yes, he sounds controlling. Okay, Brother T, they have decided on Facebook Live that you were overbearing and controlling, and that's why you all broke up.
I think that if he had the chance that in any type of, I think at most of the time that we're talking about toxic relationships, sometimes it is beneficial if you have that opportunity to talk to the person about why, in fact, they want to end the relationship or you're getting a divorce. You might not get it immediately right there, but down the line, if you have that opportunity and that space to find out, well, what was it?
Yeah.
Why can't we get open feedback? You know how they have like an exit interview for when you leave a job?
Right.
I feel like you should have
an exit interview
in a relationship. Yeah, because then you get to find out, what was it? What were there things that you thought that I did well? What are things that you thought I could improve on?
Oh, my goodness. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we should do that. We got to find a couple that will do an exit interview on our next show.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Oh, okay. So if you all know somebody who's about to break up and they could use some intervention with sex therapist Jen,
yes,
myself, and Mark Young, okay, call me or email me. We would love to do that on the next show.
That would be amazing.
That would be awesome.
Hopefully it won't turn into Jerry Springer, though.
No, we have none of that. We have security. Listen, I want to thank Nadej Green and Sammy Mack from WLRN for coming in and their amazing special on youth gun violence. Please check it out this week. And shout out to Jen and to Mark Young and
thank you for having me.
And to the Piners out in LA for the SAG Awards.
Yes.
Big
night. Viola
yes.
Davis won, Denzel won, and the guy from Moonlight, Ali.
Mahershala.
Yes, Mahershala.
Ali
won. Well.
He won for Best Supporting. The film did not win for Best Cast, but Hidden Figures did. So
right.
there you
right.
go.
Don't forget about Ingrid B.
Yes. Oh, yes. And Ingrid B, thank you so much. Ingrid will be in town because it is the last session. Is she still on the phone?
No.
Ingrid?
No.
No, she's gone. Okay, it is the last session. Is she there? Okay. at piano this week, the 31st. So I hope that you will join us out there, because we're all going to be out there to send her off and back to her husband in Atlanta. Gotta go. Love you. Mean it. Right back here on Sunday. And I'll talk to you tomorrow morning with James T. I am Jill Tracy. And this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
This is the last take for the night. Understand that's kind of late. And I gotta get home to my son. Cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him. I need to breathe him. That's my baby. Don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love him more. Let me give you what I got, so... I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed. Woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed. Yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed, blessed. Yeah, yeah, yes. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, you're so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock the show on all day long, you're so blessed. Yes, Scooby up in here. Hands up in the air, waving like we just don't care. We're so blessed, yeah, yeah, up in the morning feeling fresh to death. Went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, yes.
Talk with Jill Tracy. Always live. Always local. Always entertaining and educating South Florida.
Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
The views and opinions expressed on Hot Talk, guests and callers are not necessarily those of WHQT, Hot 105, or Cox Media Group. Our studios and offices are located at 2741 North 29th Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. Join us next week for more of Hot Talk on Hot 105.
South Florida, bring your hearts together and prepare for the Men of Soul Tour, starring Jeffrey Osborne, Peebo Bryson, and Freddie Jackson. This show is filled with classic R&B hits. Witness history before your very eyes as these soul singers take stage to perform some of your favorite songs live in concert on Sunday, February 19th. Showtime is 7 p.m. Special guest appearance by Ike and Val Woods, hosted by yours truly, Chico the Virgo. And it's all happening at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts at 201 Southwest 5th Avenue, Fort Lauderdale. Tickets are available at BrowardCenter.org or at the box office.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great...
great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-256-3483 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-256-3483 to take your call right now. Call 877-256-3483. That's 877-256-3483. Again, 877-256-3483.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Fantasia, and right now you're listening to WHQT Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
A Cox Media Group station.
Quitting tobacco isn't easy. In all honesty, it's a very hard thing to do. The good news is, Tobacco Free Florida is here to help you quit your way. Tobacco Free Florida's AHEC cessation program offers group quit. These free sessions will provide you support by a trained specialist in a group setting. You may also qualify for free nicotine patches, lozenges, or gum. So call us at 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW to double your chances of success. No judgments, just help.
We know you've got choices as a sales pro, so choose Cox Media Group. CMG is a respected industry leader with more than 100 years in print and broadcast media and over 20